Queensland government has announced an emergency feeding program for the endangered cassowary centred around the lowland rainforests of Mission Beach, hard hit, almost hardest hit by Cyclone Yasi. But with perhaps only 40 adult birds left in this region, it's still unclear how many actually survived the cyclone. Liz Gully is Mission Beach spokesperson for the Save the Cassowary campaign. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Fran.
A week on from Cyclone Yasi, just about, what are your fears for the cassowary?
The rainforest is looking a lot different than it did. It's not standing upright, so we're looking at a rubble of rainforest. A lot of the food has been lost. Big trees, big fruiting trees have come down, and the cassowary is now just making their way out of the rubble and coming out into the open areas. There have been quite a few reports of them crossing roads and coming out into the community. And the community is, looking at, Cyril's back and Ms. Kaz is back, and, you know, they're recognising the birds coming out of the bush. So we're just hoping that most of them have survived.
Well, that is good news, because they were not sighted for some days. I know you've got, I think it's 4 cassowaries that visit you regularly on your bush block. You have names for them too. Have you seen them since Thursday?
I haven't seen any of them. I think they would have a hard time getting over here. They've got to cross roads, and they do frequent places which are more in a larger block, sort of across the road into the hills at Garners Beach. So I'll be visiting some of those people in the next few days just to see which birds have been coming out and see if we can identify those ones that came through here.
And Liz, only 40 adult birds known in the region before the cyclone. That's not many. So there's obviously fears for their survival, and starvation is the number one concern. There's not much left in the rainforest, as you've described. This was a real problem 5 years ago after Cyclone Larry, wasn't it?
It was. A lot was lost in Larry, and it's only 6 years since then, and it's really naturally a whole lot more came down. So the frequency of the cyclones have really degraded the rainforest, and we don't have a lot of it left at Mission Beach. It's fragmented, the rainforest that's here, and it's not all protected. Mm. About 40% of the rainforest at Mission Beach is not protected, and it's quite likely that development could be approved in that area. So further degrading and losing that land. Cassowaries occupy 100% of their habitat, so if you take some away, then it just stands to reason that you take some cassowaries away too. So without intervention now, in the short term obviously it's feeding, but I think it's really, really showing us that this is a pivotal time at Mission Beach, and that what we have to do is get proper planning together. A long-term future.
The government has responded quickly. We had a call on this program the day after Cyclone Yasi hit for an emergency feeding program, which the government announced yesterday. So there is quick action, at least on this level, some kind of awareness of the plight of the cassowary.
Oh, definitely. No, QPWS, the Parks and Wildlife Service, they launched their action straight away. They realised the importance. Larry showed how important that was. The food stations didn't really go out for a few weeks afterwards, and a lot of birds, unfortunately, that survived the cyclone ended up being killed on the roads, and that's just absolutely tragic.
That's a real issue, isn't it? I noticed when we were talking earlier, you talked about, different... Cyril is back. You've seen Cyril crossing the road. Crossing the road is a real issue for the cassowaries. They get killed by something like 4 cassowaries get killed by motor cars or trucks every year.
Well, that has been the average over the last 15 years, and it's certainly a really, really big problem. The main roads have been very good. Last year they established a cassowary crossing as a trial, and that's been very successful. It's just really about slowing the traffic down. The biggest problem that's happening now, of course, is in the clean-up, which is going to be long and sustained. We're going to have at the moment really heavy vehicles coming into the area, and then of course as the rebuild happens, Mission Beach accommodation houses will probably be filled with the workers that are coming into the area to rebuild Tully and all the surrounding areas as well, and Mission Beach. So there's going to be a lot of traffic travelling regularly over the roads which cut through that cassowary habitat, and it's a problem ordinarily, and so now that problem's going to be increased.
And just finally and briefly, with all that going on, all that movement and action going on, is relocation, short-term relocation, possible?
Well, that's not a good idea. Cassowaries live to 50 years of age, and they establish a range. They have a very strong social structure to relocate them into another territory. If you relocate them into other cassowary habitat, then you're going to relocate them into another bird range. So, I think that what we would really, really like as a first instance at Mission Beach is for the main roads to get some signage up there and maybe some some clever variable signs to sort of keep reminding people that no, this is a special time. Let's get the speed reduced for the period of the rebuilding, and really seriously get all the stakeholders together and discuss a long-term strategy for a special plan for Mission Beach.
Liz, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you very much, Fran.
Liz Galley, spokesperson for Save the Cassowary campaign. It's 8:26 on RN Breakfast.